President Biden has proposed a $2 trillion measure titled the American Jobs Plan to improve the country's infrastructure and take care of other needs. As negotiations on that get underway in Washington, I'm joined by a senator who is deeply involved, ranking member of the Environment and Public Works Committee, Republican Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. Senator, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, you've said it is the American Jobs Plan, and you've said that you're interested in the classic infrastructure part of it, the roads, the bridges. Does that mean you can pretty much accept the $115 billion that this bill would set aside for that?
I think probably. I think what I've been interested in looking at is where the job creation aspects of what we consider traditional infrastructure is. And that is roads and bridges, but it's also broadband now. It's also our wastewater and water, safe drinking water facilities. And so it's broader than just a roads and transportation. 115, I haven't looked at it specifically, but it's probably within the ballpark of where I could probably be supportive of that, yes.
You mentioned increasing access to broadband, but what about the power grid?
Well, I think obviously we saw over that storm that we had, certainly what happened in Texas, that, and we know in certain instances in California and other states that we have grid problems. We're bleeding a lot of energy off the grid. I think modernization of the grid is something we could look at if we went a little broader in an infrastructure package. It's not something that I think of as a traditionally formulated every five-year infrastructure package that we've done in the past, bipartisan, but I think it's certainly bears looking into, and you know, I would keep an open mind there as well.
There's also money in here, Senator Capito, as you know, for retraining workers who are dislocated in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Also money for home health care aides. Where do you stand on all that?
This is where we begin to really separate, I think, in our visions of where infrastructure can and should be, and where I think as a United States, under the unity pledges of the president, I think we're going to fall apart. When we look at workforce development, we have numerous workforce development programs. We have a lot that we funded in COVID. You know, let's deal with those where they should properly be dealt with under labor and other kinds of appropriations. The same thing with home health care. Yeah, I'm a great believer in home health care, but that's not part of what I consider traditional job-creating infrastructure packages, where we're modernizing, moving people, moving goods, and really modernizing our economy.
And Senator, I'm sure you're familiar, though, with President Biden's arguments around this. He said the nation is always, in his words, evolved to meet the aspirations of the American people and their needs. He said we need to start seeing infrastructure through its effect on ordinary working people in America and what the future working needs are going to be of the American people. What about that?
Well, that's why I think broadband is a part of infrastructure now. I think if we look at what's happened during this pandemic, when we see so many people commuting to work or children learning online or delivery of telehealth, that to me makes the argument that I've been trying to make very vociferously over the last 5 years, that we have a great digital divide in this country. That to me is an infrastructure gap that needs to be closed. And so I think that we have some like identities on this. He talks about some high-speed rail projects. Those are things I think that's well worth looking into. But let's not go away from where we're able to really, I think, do the job creation, boost the economy, and get a lot of people back to work at the same time, and then have our modernization of our airports, our waterways, more broadband. These are the where I think our core functions should be focused at the moment.
There was some reporting today in Politico that the group of senators who met with President Biden early on back in January, and you were one of them,
yes,
have come away, frankly, feeling that you were burned, that he wasn't really serious about wanting to work with Republicans. Where do you think he stands right now?
Well, I was in the meeting with the group of 10, and the president was very engaged in that meeting and very much pledging to, again, come together in an area that we've had great consensus on, which was COVID relief. But the next day, you know, leader Schumer is talking about reconciliation, which is a non-starter for all of us Republicans for the most part. So we did feel, I wouldn't say burned, I think lessons learned here. So I think you see a little bit of tiptoeing on our part in terms of how aggressive is the White House actually going to negotiate. And I always thought when you negotiate, you come from two different positions and both people move. That didn't happen. We moved as a group of Republicans. The president never moved and basically left us in the dust.
Let me just finally ask you about how to pay for this, because as you know, the president is saying, let's bring the corporate tax rate back up. President Trump lowered it from 35 to 21%. President Biden is saying, let's get it back up higher. Would you be willing to see any increase in the corporate rate? We know corporations earn something like $2 trillion over the last year.
I voted for the Tax Cut and Jobs Act in 2017, and we got much of the desired results during those years before the pandemic. We had more people in West Virginia working, higher wages, more minorities, more women, younger people working. And so we were on a trajectory, I think, of really fully realizing the effects of those tax cuts. We had over $1 trillion come back into this country that was repatriated because of the lowering of the corporate rate. So I don't want to see us go back to raising taxes to where we're going to stagnate possibly the progress that we've made. But the big question is, how do you pay for it? We know the gas tax is a declining resource. So let's look at things like vehicle miles traveled or ways that electric vehicles would pay their fair share for the use of the roads. And so I think we're going to have to get creative here, and I think we can. But I don't want to see us raise taxes on small businesses. I think that's a non-starter for most people.
So you're ruling out any increase in the corporate?
For me, yes. And I think this is another thing. I think that strategically, if this is the direction the president wants to go, put that in his reconciliation package if he has the vote and let that fly. I think that if we could just find a big and robust bipartisan effort here, which we can. I know we can, because we're working it through my committee right now. I think it'll give the American people the confidence that it's not broken there. They're on their way to working together like we know they can do.
Senator Shelley Moore Capito, Republican of West Virginia. Senator, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Judy.